Check, check, check.
Check, check, check.
Sounds good to me.
I think you both sound great. And Keith, just because it's a little distracting, yeah, there's buddy. A towel on your door.
Yeah, my Jagoff towel, yeah. What's wrong?
Yeah. You want to label it?
It's yellow. It started white. I can't explain it.
Just because people just keep looking at that.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
New VIP member Ryan wrote. Now, what did he say, Chemda? He said, if I wear a different colored shirt, because I always wear the ones I stole from my girlfriend's gym, the tan ones. If I wear a different color shirt of tank top.
I think he intended if you wear a different shirt, you're indicating it by colors.
Yes.
So we want a different color shirt every day.
There's
a lot to ask of a grown man. But yeah, how you doing on that?
Look.
Look at you're my wearing shirt. A black shirt.
Black, that's all the colors. That's not just one color. That's all the color shirts. I'm wearing every shirt ever made in my style right now.
That means he should be a lifetime member.
Just joined VIP per the YouTube wardrobe bet. Being subjected to an autoplay video of a bound and gagged shirtless man getting hot wax poured on his furry tits literally within the first 3 seconds. Let me know that, yes, I had indeed made the right choice. Love, Ryan V.
I forgot about that video. You get a video when you sign up to VIP that, I guess it depicts a much younger us. It might have been a decade since we created that.
Candle play. This Saturday, the 24th, is our Silent Trailers game show. Remember that. This Saturday, the live show will be on YouTube. So to make sure you don't miss it, be subscribed to the Keith and the Girl YouTube channel, obviously free. Click the bell. Get notifications when we go live. Interested in backstage passes? Check out your VIP status. Or go to keithandthegirl.com/tickets. All right. Leah Janine was supposed to join us today. We'll see if she happens to pop in or not. Here's the thing. She has a podcast fairly recently. It's called How to Do Drugs.
Fair.
When you have a podcast called How to Do Drugs, you really got to make sure you stay professional otherwise. That's what I think. I don't want to assume nothing, but the podcast is going great.
However, she didn't say how to do drugs good. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, it's just how to.
Right.
So maybe if she's on again, it'll be like how to do drugs wrong and come late or not at all to your appointment.
Her last podcast started with her sniffing, and I don't know if that's a joke or not. I have so many questions, and now she's not here. I'm looking at today's news stories that intrigued me anyway. Adam Levine, Maroon 5. You know Adam Levine, right, Chemda?
This love is taking its toll on me. She said goodbye too many times before.
He's been a bad boy. And Xerxes brought up the point, you never say someone's been a good boy. You know, Adam Levine, he's been a good boy. No, he's been a bad boy.
This isn't Santa's list.
Yes.
This is Elf on the Shelf shit.
Yeah. And you know what? I wanted to ask Aaliyah this too, because she's been a porn star and now she's a comic. And I wonder if, and comics are creeps, and I wonder if they get, I wonder how many DMs, Adam Levine DM'd the wrong people. Doesn't look like a mistake. I wonder how many DMs Aaliyah gets, and she's like, idiots, I can out you at any time. I have to imagine, right?
Wasn't that part of Molly's Game, the movie, where she could have gotten herself off the charges if she just gave her phone in to say how innocent she was? And she's like, but these people's kids are going to see this. And, lives will be ruined. Families will be upset. And I have to wonder, would I care if I'm up on federal charges that are like completely unfair with these motherfuckers just doing what they're doing all day? Would I protect those people? Keith Malley.
For the most part, the poker people weren't assholes. There's one guy that's supposedly a celebrity, Tobey Maguire, who the nerdy kid represents in that movie.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it seems like Tobey Maguire's a real piece of shit. You know, he's suckering all these other, you know, not just bluffing. If you've seen the movie, he's a real, real dirty dog piece of shit.
Oh no, he's a piece of shit. He said, because he has all the money. It's not that he wants the money. He likes destroying lives. That's one of his lines.
Yes.
Yeah.
But for the most part, the poker players aren't bad people. I picture in Aaliyah's case specifically, they DM her or have sex with her, and now it seems all these comics are going right wing weird and calling her a slut now. That's what I'm picturing, and that would be so tempting to ruin a life.
Yeah, but we're talking about she's not ruining lives because they're making deals. She would be ruining lives because they hit on her and they have a wife. Or they talked about never wanting to have children in the first place, and she would be outing that and the children might be upset. Those are the kinds of things that she's protecting. I don't know, like, why do you need protecting from that dumb shit that you're doing? For me to stay out of jail, I bet your kids know you never wanted to have kids. Keith, do you know that your dad never wanted to have kids? He had five of them.
If I knew,
how many did he want?
If I knew doing the right thing would make my movie be very, very good. You can put me in jail for an extra year. That's fine. Anyway, let's get right to it. Maroon 5 frontman Adam Levine admits that he, quote, crossed the line with an Instagram model, but denied cheating on his pregnant wife. I crossed the line. What do I know? I'm 40-something. What the fuck do I know? It's hard to navigate.
But can I know what punctuation? Because is it in the same sentence that he said, quote, crossed the line but didn't cheat?
Yes. Crossed the line is in quotes, but denies cheating. That's not necessarily a quote.
You know what? My ex used to do that. You know, like, oh, I must have like said that. I didn't mean it that way, but it got taken that way. And of course, now in hindsight, I see that it was taken that way. And my thing would always be like, so if I said what you said, you would recognize it as flirting and you would actually be very upset that I did that, right? And he goes, yeah. So I'm like, but you can't see it when you do it. Because I personally think as you're texting, you know when it gets inappropriate, even when you're using appropriate words. It's when you're like texting slower probably or texting regular and just going like, this'll fly because you're so used to it.
Texting from the bathroom at 4 a.m, probably.
Yes.
As two other women, so he said he denies cheating. As two other women step forward with claims that he also sent them frisky DMs. He's 43.
Wait, what? Is this still the same sentence?
Yes, it's one long sentence about three people at least that he DM'd inappropriately.
But he didn't cheat on his wife. Because that's all we care about here, right?
Correct.
Is that what makes it? It's not like underage or anything. It's just
21,
his wife.
21, but no, not underage.
I don't care. Then I don't care. I don't know. It sounds like your wife should care a lot more than everybody else's.
Levine, 43, copped to sending, quote, flirtatious messages to Summer Stroh, who accused the tattoo dad of two of having a year-long affair with her in a now viral TikTok post.
Accused of having an affair? Who accused him?
She is. She's saying he's having an affair. I'm the mistress. She's saying
so she's
that.
Outing,
she's
not
outing
accusing.
Him. Correct. Mm-hmm. Right. She's accused. We say accused. Apparently, we have to play dumb in America forever. So she's accusing. So she's saying it. Fact. But, hey, what do we know? So she's accusing. But we know because he just admitted it.
That's not the word there, even if, like, we don't know your side. Accusing you of having a relationship with me? That's... No.
She's like,
that's
I know.
Not it.
So
no,
you're accusing.
No.
I guess.
Maybe alleged. What kind of... Wow, that's strange wording. Okay.
I use poor judgment in speaking with anyone... This is Levine. I use poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner. I did not have an affair. Nevertheless, I crossed the line during a regrettable period in my life. There's a year.
Oh, my God. This is the perfect apology to someone who meant it. I recognize this language. It is... the acknowledgement of what you did wrong because that endears you to your partner. Like, oh yeah, I definitely crossed the line. I am a piece of shit. I do need to look at myself. I got to be better than this. I know I'm better than this. I want to be better than this for you, but I didn't cheat.
In certain instances, it became inappropriate. Levine vowed to work through the scandal with his wife, Bahati, 34-year-old Victoria's Secret model. The couple have been married since 2014, have two daughters, ages 5 and 4, they confirmed that they're going to have a third child this month, as a matter of fact.
Oh, motherfucker, fuck.
To be this naive and stupid, to risk the only thing that truly matters to me, was the greatest mistake I could ever make.
Oh, here's more endearment. Wow, he's so big to admit this. He actually sees the wrong of his ways. Wow, that's so weird, because when I said you look really great in that outfit, it really, like, hugs your curves. That's weird, like, that I didn't calculate that that would be weird. You know, in hindsight now, it does sound like flirting, and I could totally see that. And in fact, like,
I guess I don't say that to my guy friends, now that I think about it. I guess I don't. I'll try to do that more often. I'm a little confused. Not too confused that I'm not apologizing.
Exactly.
I will never make it again.
But not too confused.
I will never make that mistake again. I'm an idiot, but in a way you can trust me completely. I don't even know if it was a mistake, but I got to use words, and I'll use the words you just told me back to you, so I can't be wrong. How am I wrong if I'm saying what you told me to say?
Also, the I will never make that mistake again is always, to me, that's a red flag. Because anyone who's actually trying not to make a mistake again is nervous that they didn't even know where the mistake was because it was a mistake. It's like you dropped the milk, right?
Right.
Now, to not drop the milk, you're being careful. How are you being careful to not flirt again?
I'm just going into the dairy aisle to see what's doing. And then they go, well, here's two other women starting now. I will never make it again. I take full responsibility. Well, who else should get some of it? I am super duper famous, so responsibility on the mistresses a little bit. But honestly, full responsibility me. But in your head, you know them too, right? But all me. I take full responsibility.
You know, this is what happens.
It's like he's dragging me into it.
This is what happens when your PR rep writes the apology letter to your wife.
Right. I'll never make this mistake again. We will get through it, and we will get through it together.
What?
Oh,
who says?
What do I have to do?
I don't want to. No, he means his wife.
Yeah, I know.
We'll get through it together. Maybe I want to get through it with some other person.
How about you get
like you
fucking
did.
Through it, and I go to the Bahamas for a month. I need a break. And quit saying, I'll take the kids. You take the fucking kids. Stroh claimed in the bombshell video that raked in more than 15 million views, that the moves like Jagger singer, you know, they got to do a word count, hit on her when he graduated.
Moves like college. Moves like Jagger is such a dig because it's like, oh, the guy who claims he has moves like Jagger and is totally not cheating anyway. Right. What was the end of that sentence? I missed it because I was so excited about what I had to say.
The moves like Jagger singer was about a year. Oh, for a year, excuse me, was cheating for a year when she graduated college in 2021.
What a long mistake.
She said she hadn't, if you know what, you only know what you know till you know it.
What a year-long mistake.
I see. But if I didn't think it was wrong the first day, was it wrong 365 days later? But now I know. I see the big picture. That's a lot of fucking text in this video. She said she hadn't spoken to Levine in months, so it was going to go away, it seems. Though, when he messaged her out of the blue in June, he said he wanted to call his unborn son Summer. That's her name.
Oh, that's a move like Jagger. Jagger's sitting there going like, the fuck did I do? That's not my move. These are all stupid moves.
Right.
Everyone's happy with my moves.
Okay, serious question, Levine wrote. I'm having another baby, and it's with boy. I really want to name it Summer. You okay with that? Dead serious. Dead in all caps.
Oh, man. Get out.
That's a tough one to explain, right? So, I see. I just thought it was a nice name. I don't want to fuck our son.
Listen, the timing is really weird, okay? That I would want to name the child after my princess, you. I was going to bring this up, so... That would have been romantic. Now it's kind of weird. But if we can just rewind to when you didn't find out I was having a year-long affair while you were pregnant the whole time, since you're still pregnant, I wanted to name it Summer. In fact, me and my lover were talking about it the other day. Like, I need a boy's name. And like, what is a boy's name, right? And we were laughing about it. It was actually really sweet. It was a tender moment for us to, oh, this is uncomfortable. No, she's a mistake. No, I know. No, I get it. Didn't you just hear my statement? I mean, my talking words to you?
You know what else is ruined? Summer! Every time summer comes around, June, July, you can't help but remember this, right?
I would like to propose stop naming your children after you. You know, the Jews have it where the person has to be dead and you're naming the kid in honor of them. And now I'm opposed to most of Jew shit and religion in general. But, like, I feel like traditionally that's a little more comfortable than, like, hey, Mike, come over and 50 heads turn, including your husband and your son. Like, right. I don't understand.
Summer Stroh, who hails from Texas but now lives in L.A. She's an Instagram model. Speaking of the dairy aisle, how about you stay away from the Instagram models? You have to go there deliberately. Claims she only went public with her story after she was sold out by a friend who allegedly went to an unidentified tabloid with screenshots of the texts.
That's fun.
Might as well collect the money, I guess. She told Page Six that the alleged affair happened last year and was physical, yes, but I'm not saying anything further.
It's fine. I don't know if you know anything further, but it's fine.
No, this is the woman who had said she knows what kind of physical sex it was.
Oh, fuck you. Oh, is that your line? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Boundaries, guys.
I hooked up, but I'm not telling you how old I am in that regard for the word hooking up. After Levine's denial, Stroh appeared to shade Levine in a cryptic Instagram post saying, "Someone get this man a dictionary." He didn't do physical stuff with the mistress. The mistress is saying, "Get a fucking dictionary. Look up the word fucking." Meanwhile, two more women have shared alleged screenshots of flirty messages with Levine. Allison Rosev claimed Levine texted her, "I shouldn't be talking to you. You know that, right?"
It's hard to
see that that's wrong in the moment.
He said, "I shouldn't be. You know that."
A comedian who goes
just checking in. Still ignoring you.
Yeah. A comedian who goes by the name Mirica, with a Y, also posted on Instagram her alleged DMs with Levine, which began with his purported messages to her that read, "I'm now obsessed with you. Dude, aren't you married?" she wrote back, and he said, "Yes, but it's a bit complicated." I'm allowed to fuck. She doesn't know that. It's complicated.
It's complicated for her,
right?
Because she's in a marriage that doesn't exist.
Levine hasn't publicly addressed either of the women's claims. He's hoping you'll just get confused and think it's just one lump of shit.
But at this point, just get a divorce. Like, why, as Mr. Levine, would you want to stay married? To me, like, if you're cheating that much, you don't want to be married, and that's okay.
Also, get a prostitute and hope for the best. You're going to get caught with a normie.
But you're going to get caught with a sex worker also. They also have Instagram. This is an Instagram model. That's work, you know, like, that's just, I don't know. Yeah, I know, but I don't think it matters.
Maroon 5, this is a little dig from the first woman. Maroon 5 is basically elevator music at this point, so I'm sure you all know who Adam Levine is. Ouch.
Wow.
Ouch.
Unnecessary, but okay.
The messages, which appeared in a green screen behind her, this was the first woman, Summer, claimed that Levine told her, "It is truly unreal how fucking hot you are. Like, it blows my mind."
Wait, Summer was the mistress?
Yes.
He was going to name
his son
whose
Summer.
Baby?
Yeah, just to turn her on real quick.
Whoa, masturbation talk. So he told the mistress he's going to name his son by a different person, Summer?
No.
By his wife?
I'm not following.
The mistress is pregnant. Who's pregnant?
The wife is pregnant. Adam Levine says to Summer, the mistress, "Hey, you're so fucking hot. I got the name Summer in my head. I think I'll name my son Summer. What do you think of that?"
Oh, no wonder you look confused. I thought he was using it as leverage to be cool with the wife. Like, oh, the wife's name is Summer, and I want to name it after you, my princess. I didn't know it was something he was telling his mistress.
Stroh then appeared to respond, "I mean, I think the same. Seeing you in person, I was like, I'm fucked." So they've seen each other in person. Another message allegedly sent by the performer says, "You are 50 times hotter in person, and so am I, ha 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 ha." That's what sexy people do. They just laugh about how hot they are.
This is all so nauseating.
Yeah.
It's so, you're having children. I don't know. You know, like, we're not talking about 20-somethings that don't have these priorities called little children. I don't get it. You're so dumb.
If you're friends with the wife, do you say, "Hey, what's that? Like, let's say the very first story came out and it didn't become a big deal because the mistress wasn't saying and she wasn't showing her phone. Do you go, "Hey, Mrs. Levine, we're friends. Do you hear about this thing that's going on online by a friend of a friend about your husband?"
Oh, if you're the friend that actually leaked it?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess if you're a piece of shit,
not if you're a friend that leaked it. You're just somebody else. You're just somebody that saw this online.
I don't know. I don't know, because I don't know how many of these things they get, I guess it depends, but I think as much as like she normally talks about her tabloid situations. I don't know. It's weird.
Oh, man. You have it made, Adam. Relax. Relax.
I even know what Adam Levine looks like.
You do or don't?
I do.
Yeah, it's music. That, no offense. He's not ugly, I guess, but it's music that's making him. It's not that mug. It's an average mug.
He's one of those where like people like him, I think, because he looks average and he's like a rock star, but he looks regular.
Right.
I think.
Yeah, if it wasn't music, he wouldn't have his wife. He wouldn't have these three mistresses. Hundreds of men are flocking to surgeons for a procedure that helps them grow 3 to 6 inches. Now, I know what you're thinking. You mean the penis? No. They break both of their thigh bones. During the agonizing $75,000 surgery, doctors from LA to South Korea insert titanium nails into patients' legs and extend them remotely by 1 millimeter per day.
Gattaca.
What's that?
It was in Gattaca.
Oh, yeah. He had to change his height to go to space.
Yeah. Yeah.
The surgery is performed roughly 250 times a year and is reportedly on the rise.
Fuck.
People see these Adam Levine stories and it's like, why can't I be like that? All right, break my legs. Make me taller.
I get it. I totally get it. I totally, when I used to wear platform heels that would raise me 5-6 inches sometimes. And I was just like, wow, it feels so long and luxurious. Right. It's weird. You feel taller. I get that, like, height-wise, you're taller, but you feel longer in your body, and you feel like you're standing up straighter because you kind of have to, or you fall over. But it's so, I don't know, must be nice. I know that you hit your head on things, but...
Should there be a fashion police that goes around and tells women that can't walk in those heels to stop it?
I think they're doing that themselves.
They know? Because there's a lot of them don't seem to know.
I know.
They're like a reed in the wind.
It's like, oh, giraffe,
you're so tall.
It's pretty fucked up when you can't see someone's like bottom half, but you know they're wearing heels.
Yes.
But like in a bad way.
Yeah, they're the windsock at a
giraffe
car show.
That were just born. Yeah. Like, oh, I think I could walk. Mm-hmm. Oh no, that's so bad. But I get it. But like in the same way that I get why people are getting, you know, breast augmentation and nose jobs, like it's just going to be more and more normalized. And just like what's the old show, The Twilight Zone, there was, of course, an episode about this where eventually you get into a machine and it makes you look like one of 11 different ideas of a human being.
Hmm. That's what he should say. Somebody was deep faking him. Adam Levine. I said, just show, like, you're talking to your wife like she's a fucking idiot. So treat her like one and show her like Tom Cruise, you know, deep fake. And be like, doesn't that look like Tom Cruise?
That's all I know. Yeah, if you're going to gaslight all the way, is what you're suggesting?
Light the gas station on fire. Hope for the best.
Yes, B. Jason, Bambi on ice. Yes, that's what it looks like.
A 66-year-old woman in Ireland swallowed 50 batteries. Double A and triple A. Doctors were able to get him out. A doctor can't fix my knee, and I didn't get this weird procedure. It's a regular fucking knee. But they could take out 50 batteries. They didn't say how, I guess.
Well, it's in poop form. You'd figure it would just kind of align itself, no?
Oh, I see. I'm having hard dumps. And the doctor's like, you know. Yeah, I would say so.
You know how sometimes I love the summer, I love the sun, and I say I'm solar powered.
Mm-hmm.
Ha ha ha, LOL. This person said, well, I'm battery powered, and then just went to town. Did it taste good? What's the...
Well, that's the thing, but she won't give her husband a blowjob. She says that tastes gross. Isn't that interesting? The woman was treated at St. Vincent's University Hospital in Dublin, where the AA and AAA batteries were removed without leaving any damage.
Oh, look at that commercial for the
good for battery. Dublin, yeah.
First of all, if you're going to eat batteries, you might want to avoid the D's, you know?
These nuts. She won't even touch those.
At least it wasn't a car battery.
New Dancing with the Stars season just started. Season 31 of this bullshit.
Shut the fuck up.
How many fake celebrities are there?
I don't know.
That'd be 31 times 10. There's 310 fake celebrities?
Of course there is. There's amazing. The 80s, the 90s, 2000, every season.
Here's the contestants.
I didn't know people were so interested in people like dancing together this much, America.
I think that's how much we love celebrity. I guess.
Oh, do you think? Okay.
It must be. And there's only like two or three names you'll know, I think. Only okay. two or three I know, and I know pop culture. Jason Lewis.
Who's that?
Fans of Sex and the City will recognize Jason as Samantha's long-term boyfriend, Jerry Smith Jared, in Sex and the City.
Oh, now I get it.
He also appeared in the first movie.
Oh, no, he won. You don't have to show me his face. Jerry Jared. We all know Jerry Jared.
Across town, Samantha was doing some dirty dancing of her own. The horizontal hula.
They were together for like 5 years. He shaved his head when she lost her hair for cancer.
Oh, that's cute.
And he was like, I'm going to shave my head. And she's like, oh my God, that's it. Because he's a model. Right. And he's had these like luxurious little. Well, anyway,
he's the first one. First show is on. He's the first one to lose. He's off the show already.
Wow, buddy.
Yeah, that's it. Goodbye. Okay. You came and went. That's a kicker. That's it. Do not be the first one to go on Dancing with the Stars out of these D-listers I'm going to tell you about. That's humiliating. I don't plan to win, but I don't plan on being first.
It does suck. I assume he has like no coordination.
You have to have none.
Yeah, that's because they really carry you through a lot of it.
Oh, like, you see it a lot. Me and the Panda would dance at weddings, and I really just stand there, and she twirls around me, and people go, good job, you two. And I'm like, ha, 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 look at this.
Yeah, and it's usually females who have to, like, bounce around a lot more, so he has it maybe a little easier. Although, yeah, it is. Anyway,
Jordan Sparks, singer-songwriter.
By the way, to go back really quick.
Yes,
when
this
you
is
said,
sad for you, yeah.
No, I don't care about this. Actually, I got excited because I thought it was Miranda's boyfriend, and I liked him a lot. But then when it was Jared, I'm like, oh, that could be fun because it's like, okay, I'm over it.
Okay, so you're cool now? Okay.
I don't care. Yeah.
Jordan Sparks is a Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter. She won American Idol in 2007 at the age of 17. She was also with roles in Broadway. This says she got into acting with roles in Broadway show In the Heights. So I know the movie In the Heights. I don't know that was a Broadway show. But anyway, if you can dance in that movie In the Heights, then you're going to win. They always have a dancer in there, and you're like, surprise, they're fucking prize.
That's not fair.
Right.
How is that fair?
I don't know, because she's going against Heidi D'Amelio, a social media personality. Okay, that's a job. Easy, Adam, easy.
Heidi D'Amelio. All right, looking that up.
And her,
does she have a dance background?
I don't see that, but I do see she's on Instagram. That's all it says. And her daughter, Charlie, with an I, no E, is going to be on the show also. She's a TikTok superstar. Her dances are 6 seconds long, though. She's going to be confused. Like, are they repeating this over and over? So she's going up against her mother.
Oh, well, that's not fair either. But who cares? It's called Dancing with the Stars. It's not called Fair Game. But yeah, that's. Okay, they did that for the cute
They
stuff.
Know neither of them are going to make it, so it's like, you both can be on.
Well, it's 6 seconds long, usually, her dance, so they're just going to tell her you have to learn 10 of them for each episode.
Right. She just keeps it left arm, right arm, right arm, left arm, up, down, other side, up, down, even it out. Shangela is the first drag queen. They use female pronouns here, so I guess, is it normally a guy, but drag queen is a she?
I think when you're using Shangela, it is female.
Okay.
And so since we're using that and they're using female pronouns, then that's what we go with.
RuPaul's Drag Race, she was on. She also boasts acting credits. One of the acting credits is for A Star is Born, so I wonder if there's any dancing. But they didn't really dance in that one, right? Yeah, so never mind. Shangela is the drag persona of DJ Pierce. Take a look at DJ Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E. Let's see if that's a guy.
DJ Pierce. Oh, I don't know.
Oh, really? What do you see?
A young man, maybe?
Okay.
I don't know.
Trevor Donovan. Well, it doesn't matter because the guy's not going to be there. It's going to be Shangela.
Oh, but maybe DJ Pierce does drag.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Trevor Donovan. He was Teddy Montgomery in 90210. Who?
Teddy Montgomery.
Who the fuck is that?
Which one's Teddy?
I don't know. I know nine names from them, and Teddy's not one of them.
Hmm.
He's a familiar face on the Hallmark Channel. All right. Goodbye. You don't stand a chance. How don't you know who's gonna most likely win the whole thing? And you definitely know who is leaving early.
Really, you think so? Like, I think. Well, actually,
if you can't say what you did,
yeah.
If you can't say what you do, you were in 90210. I assume the reboot. Who the fuck knows? Then you don't have a chance.
Oh, it's got to be the reboot. I've never seen this person before in my life.
Joseph Baena, the son of actor and fitness legend Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's Ooh. It. That's good. Go by the maid's name. And the maid, Mildred Baena, who was previously Schwarzenegger's housekeeper, will be on the show. So she had a illegitimate kid. I say legitimate. You know what I mean? That's their business. But he'll be on the show. So that'll be fun to bring up. Like, are your parents in the crowd? Not necessarily, Dad.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah. Teresa Guidis. She's from
Housewives.
Housewives with the face that, woo. Ooh, my goodness. Good for you.
That's just the only Teresa I've ever, like, I don't know if there's another Teresa that's famous.
She's written multiple cookbooks. Okay. I'm so sure. Okay. Goodbye.
By the way, you don't have to be a cook to write multiple cookbooks. Well, you can take, like, my favorite recipes book and things like that.
Yeah, still. I'm saying her specifically. It's just a guess. You guys tell me if you own the cookbooks, how well written they are and how it all comes together.
And what she's a real housewife.
She's a real housewife. So do that.
A lot.
Right, right. Which, by the way, I didn't see the show. Do they even housewife on it? I doubt it. I'm going to guess a lot of drinking and overturning tables and less housewifing. You added the word real to it. They're real doctors, but they skateboard all day. That'd be a dumb show. Gabby Windy. Gabby Windy was a contestant on season 26 of The Bachelor. And she's in these, you know, it's like a circuit. Hey, I was on another one. You're one of these bullshits, right? Hey, I'll pretend I can sing and wear a mask. That's one of these bullshits, right? And she was a cheerleader. But that doesn't really seem like dancing, does it? I'm not saying it doesn't take skill, but is that dancing?
It absolutely is. Oh, yeah? Because okay. One of the hardest parts of dancing is knowing, memorizing what comes next. They are very used to learning choreography and are very flexible and they have a good foundation.
Okay. Wayne Brady.
Oh.
That's got to be the biggest name so far, right?
Yeah, I know Wayne Brady.
Actor,
cool
singer,
fuck.
Presenter, comedian. I guarantee you he took lessons. He's the host now of Whose Line Is It Anyway? He does all the corny shit.
I don't know. I don't know if he can dance, but he seems smooth.
Yes, he does. You know? Yeah. I agree with that. I can see that.
He seems like he can like be light on his feet, but I could be making that up. Some people have like a very sweet demeanor and they seem genuine, and so you would think that would relate into their dancing, and it does not.
My money's on him, I think, because he's so famous compared to this group. I understand these other shows are famous too, but I think he's the most famous we covered yet.
My money's on the cheerleader.
Oh, my money's not on the cheerleader. My money would be on Jordan Sparks or Wayne Brady, the two black people.
Why? Because everyone's voting just for who's the most popular?
Yeah, and they can dance, it seems. I feel. I bet you Wayne Brady can dance, and the other one said she's a fucking dancer and in the Heights.
Let's put money on it.
Okay.
Okay. I got $5 on the cheerleader.
Okay. The cheerleader, just to be clear for everybody.
I don't even know who that is. Maybe I should look her up. Okay, wait. When was she a cheerleader? Hold on.
Gabby Windy. She was an NFL cheerleader for the Denver Broncos.
Oh, what? What's her last name?
She worked as an ICU nurse. People would like that.
What? Oh, she wins. Okay.
Gabby
$5
Windy.
On her. Yep.
Okay, so you won $10 on Gabby.
$10, all right.
What, didn't you just say 10?
Get away with $5. No, you said $5.
Well, there's two of us, so we'll make it 10. And I'll put 10 on Wayne Brady out of those two.
Should we go with whoever reaches further, because they might both not win?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so whoever reaches further. Okay.
Jordan Sparks I'd like to take. She was the one in the Heights, whatever that means.
Are we taking multiple people?
Yeah. And do you want another one?
Oh, I'll take the In the Heights girl. No, I agree with you on the In the Heights girl. In fact, fuck, I vote for In the Heights. Fine, I can't do that. We both think In the Heights will win. Okay. Let's eliminate that person. We both agree to that.
If Jordan Sparks wins, the audience owes us $10. Okay, I'm in. I like that. But there's more. There's a couple more. Daniel Durant.
Oh, you didn't say there's more.
He's a stage and screen actor.
Nah.
Ready? There's more. You ready?
No.
He was born deaf. They love that.
But that'll get vote. Then he's not leaving first. I'll tell you
he's
that.
He's not leaving first. Well, we know that also is the Sex and the City guy.
Oh,
but yeah.
Well, he was never going to leave first.
Right. You could make the own beat in your head. You know, I wonder if it's easier that way.
You could feel the beat, though. I've seen, all like, right, on YouTube, deaf dancers.
Jesse James Decker, country pop music singer.
If the maybe the first one was line dancing? I don't know.
Vinny Guadagnino. You know Vinny.
By the way, did you see any of these people dance? Because that disqualifies you.
I'll tell you who I saw in a second. But okay. And none of these people we mentioned.
Okay.
Vinny, the dorkiest one from Jersey Shore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you recognize
him? Oh, he could dance.
Him.
He could dance.
Could he?
Right? They could dance. They have rhythm. I don't know if he might look clunky
oosh,
once.
Oosh, 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 when they fist pump the air. That's what they called it, right? With that beat back to beat. That's dancing, Renda? I guess
no,
we were dancing
not.
Then.
It's, it's not. I'm saying they have rhythm and they have experience on a dance floor. So they like it's a little less embarrassing to do steps.
He was also
but he on, might be clunky. Okay.
He was also on The Masked Dancer. Now, I don't know if he was any good. It really doesn't matter if you're good or not. You're just for whatever they give you clues on who you are in a mask, masked singer, masked dancer. You dance and sing just to be stupid and take up time. And then the famous celebrity judges start guessing who that person is. And but they're so,
are you fucking kidding me? Is this a show?
Yeah, and they go, I'm famous for New Jersey. And then the audience, then the celebrity guests are so stupid. They're like, Bruce Springsteen. Say, like, yeah, Bruce Springsteen is doing the masked fucking dancer, you moron. Bon Jovi? Yes! They got Bon Jovi to wear a crow hat that covers his whole head so that he could dance for you and look like a jackhole. That's who they got. Is it Tom Cruise? Yes! It's Tom Cruise with Val Kilmer up his asshole. How'd they get him? No, it's Vinny! It's insulting. Thanks for thinking I was Tom Cruise? And then it's insulting if you start naming D-listers and don't get it right.
There's a lot of,
I guess err on the side of it being Meryl Streep. Why not?
What a stupid show.
It's so dumb. But anyway, he's in it.
Okay.
Cheryl Ladd. She's probably the oldest at 71. Cheryl Ladd, she was in the original Charlie's Angels, joined the show in season two, replacing Farrah Fawcett. Got confused about looks and got her face all chopped up. She's going to be in that.
Okay.
This is one of your favorites. Selma Blair.
Wait, the one that wrote a book and is like...
Oh, yeah, she would bite celebrities. But ignoring that part, that she bites celebrities because she doesn't know what to do, she is beloved. She does have MS. That's a big deal. She's the only one I did see dance.
Mm.
And it feels like somebody's glitching. But they, of course, didn't kick her off right away. She has numbness in her left leg. You know, her hand just starts twitching every so often. Her hand
and
arms...
She's a real fucking celebrity, though.
Yes, she is. Cruel Intentions, Legally Blonde.
Of course, I know her.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah. I want to see a Tourette's dancer.
Is she not a celebrity anymore? What's happening?
She's a celebrity. Yeah, I don't know. I guess not. I guess with MS, you know, she can only do characters with MS, right? Like Michael J. Fox, you got to fucking recognize he has MS if he's in movies now.
It's like she's in it. Like it's affecting her a lot.
Yeah, it's affecting that. I see it's weird, but the audience loved it. Standing ovation. So I don't think she can make it to the end, but she's definitely going to get some pity things. But what do you think about a Tourette's dancer? That'd be cool. You were born to be my baby. Baby, I was born to be a shit fuck. I'd call up 1-800. You win.
Different than MS, but yeah.
No, I'm just saying other things other things I would like.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, you are going to get reactions to what you just said.
Oh, okay. You guys
hey, everybody,
like it?
Explain it to Keith. He really would appreciate it.
I think they just heard him to say, I think the things are the same, that some of Blair's going to start cursing on TV.
No.
I'm just saying things I'd like to see.
Okay, I'm watching her dance. She is lovely. Oh, my goodness.
Now, oh, Kenda's going to make me seem like an asshole. You don't see things glitching?
Let me see, because my internet's good.
Maybe my internet was out and she was perfect, but I'm telling you, I don't think I'm making it up.
Whoa, she swirled on the ground.
That wasn't deliberate.
What? Okay, she's impressive. She's going to last a while.
Okay. You can take her if you want.
Hmm. God damn. Nah. Who did I pick?
Now remember, anybody that was going to send me an email, time for you to turn that email on to Chemda.
No,
She can dance, Chemda. She's fantastic. You just said, she twirled on the floor.
Who did I pick? I've never watched any of these shows.
You picked Gabby Windy, an NFL cheerleader.
I'm going to stick with her.
Okay. You can have a second one if I get a second one.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see. Are there more? Is that it?
There's only one more.
Okay.
Sam Champion. Weatherman, who got way too much work done on his face.
Okay.
Sam Champion is an ABC and Good Morning America weather anchor. He won a Peabody Award for his Sandy coverage. Oh, I wonder if weather people love that. They're like, this is my Vietnam. Get me on TV. There's so much rain.
Yeah, he's like a stiffer Ken somehow.
Yes, right? Ken the doll.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, he's going to be too stiff. I'm not picking him.
And not just because of all the facelifts and stuff, right?
No.
Yeah. Being clear. He's also a 4-time Emmy Award winner.
Yeah, he has enough. That's good. All right.
So Henda has Gabby Windy, and I have Wayne Brady.
Oh, but I wanted to pick that other woman, but we both picked that.
We both want to pick her, so we can't do that.
Fine, I'll pick a second one, and I will pick Selma Hayek.
Can I pick the In the Heights girl?
No. I will pick In the Heights girl.
All right.
But we can't.
All right, she doesn't have a chance, so I guess that's fair. Let's see who else I liked. Vinny will not make it. He's a joke.
Help me out, you guys. Chat. Not Michael J. Fox. He's not in it. Who should be in it? They said Chantel is a great dancer, but I don't know if she'll be good at ballroom styles. That's the thing. I know they have to do the thing at the end where they do like, what do you call it when you mouth the words of a song?
Lip sync.
Yeah. So there's like a big like lip syncing ending. They definitely know how to like work clothes, which is a style of dancing to me, but that's just like
she's hot, by
a couple of steps. It's too much. They all are. It's bananas.
Well, you know, don't make me look. How can you make me look like an asshole every single sentence? They all are, Keith. I'm just saying she is.
Yes, she's very much.
They all are. Amen.
I'm so sorry. Goodbye.
I turn on RuPaul's Drag Race and just whack off all day long.
I said Selma Hayek. I'm sorry. I meant Blair. Okay.
Who's
sorry,
Blair?
Christy. Thank you. Selma Blair.
Oh,
right?
Okay. Yes.
And word is saying that it's Jordan Sparks.
Jordan Sparks is the one we're not allowed to pick because I think that too.
So I can't pick Jordan Sparks. Who am I going to pick? Fuck it. I'm going Selma Blair. I'm sticking to it. I saw one dance. I do think she was a little stiff in it, but she took risks. She landed on the floor and swirled.
Now, Shangela, the drag queen.
Yeah.
I would pick that, but Americans aren't ready for that.
Her.
Yeah, I would have said that no matter what. Thanks, everybody. I would pick her female.
I just don't want it afterwards for you. I didn't mean it to sound snotty. Okay.
That thing.
I would pick her too because she's got to have some sort of like charisma and be on stage, but I don't know that translates into
and they don't want to look
dance moves.
Right. And they don't want to look the same as the drag queen show is my guess.
Oh, I don't see why not.
Okay, you know what? Selma Blair doesn't have a chance, so I'm going to pick Shangela. Done.
Okay. Can someone write that down? Keith, you write it down and remember it and don't lie to me because I'll remember what you said because I can't remember. So I picked Selma Blair and the cheerleader.
But I
should stop calling her the cheerleader.
I wouldn't be surprised if the younger TikTok star won, her and her mom.
Fuck, you're right.
Because it sounds like she has a big reach. Because we don't know her, but if she's famous, then she's huge on TikTok.
Hold up. Who votes?
And it's almost like a Kardashian when you have two people on. Totally. That brings a lot of story to it.
Totally. But who votes? Who gets to vote? The audience?
The audience, I believe, gets to vote.
Fuck.
Probably not the first day, but I think every other day.
Oh, fuck. That's hard because TikTok's going to win. But you already called it and we already picked and we both picked TikTok. So that cancels out.
You know what? I'm going to pick Shangela to show how progressive I am. So whether I win or lose, I won.
You just took it back by saying it, though.
God damn it. There's no way to.
All right. So you have Shangela.
Yes.
Now what happens? Like for everyone that we beat, we get $5 from the other person?
$10.
Ten. Okay.
I gotta do a college fund for these fucking kids, you know.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll do who if one of mine beats one of yours, that kind of thing. We'll figure out when the time comes. Okay,
we have a bet. I have no idea what I'm betting on, so like I am pumped. You know?
There you go.
Now I'm invested. Are you gonna watch?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Just let me know. Give people me some highlights.
People gotta tell us. And
pick up the newspaper. We'll figure it out.
They'll be on the front page. You guys don't know the newspapers I get. KeithandTheGirl.com/VIP. Take a look. See what's going on. It's every show we've ever done. It's endless spin-off shows. It's deals on things before we realized we didn't charge shipping and handling. Everything's right there. Take a look. I think you'll enjoy it. And we'll talk to you soon. KeithandTheGirl.com.